Chemtrails. A few years back, a retired Army intelligence officer was visiting a friend still in the military and stationed at the White Sands Proving Grounds in New Mexico, when a high-flying jet flew across the sky, leaving a white trail in its wake. During the conversation, the serviceman boasted about the security at White Sands, stating that no aircraft were allowed to fly over its restricted airspace. The former intelligence officer pointed to the craft above them and asked, "What about that plane?" After looking directly at the jet above them, the serviceman replied with a smirk, "What plane?" This anecdote illustrates the problem of the aerial phenomena that have come to be known as chemtrails. Like the servicemen under orders not to admit to overflights, no one in a position of authority will admit that chemtrails exist, much less who is responsible for them and what purpose they serve. But unlike many modern mysteries, this one is visible to anyone who cares to look up on the days that large, high-flying jets weave narrow and continuous vapor-slash-chemtrails through the sky. Despite dismissive articles calling chemtrails merely a new conspiracy theory, and citizens in denial that something so obvious might not be reported in the mainstream media, a growing number of serious researchers have studied the phenomenon. For more than a decade, first the United States and then Canada's citizens have been subjected to a 24/7, 365-day aerosol assault over our heads, made of a toxic brew of poisonous, heavy metals, chemicals, and other dangerous ingredients. None of this was reported by any mainstream media, noted the late environmental activist and former college professor, Dr. Ilya Sandra Perlingeri. The U.S. Department of Defense, DOD, and military have been systematically blanketing all our skies with what are known as chemtrails, also known as stratospheric aerosol geoengineering. These differ vastly from the usual plain contrails that evaporate rather quickly in the sky. Chemtrails are nothing new. The U.S. military, in what have been described as vulnerability tests, has sprayed chemical and biological compounds in open-air testing over civilian populations since the 1940s. Just one example was the dumping of thousands of pounds of zinc-cadmium sulfide during nearly 300 secret experiments between 1952 and 1969. Targets of this contamination included Fort Wayne, Indiana, St. Louis, San Francisco, Corpus Christi, Oceanside, California, and even Minnesota's Chippewa National Forest. Beginning around 1997, observant people around the world started noticing the long trails in the sky that failed to evaporate, like the condensation trails from normal aircraft. Condensation trails, or contrails, have been a fixture in the skies since World War II, when high-altitude bombers would leave a trail of condensation behind them.